daily news reports of a pandemic, travel bans, statewide school closings, stores not being able to keep items in stock that you and I normally take for granted. There's a temptation right now to be worried, to fall into that kind of sin, to question if God is the one in charge, or right now it seems like almost like the devil is the one who's more in charge. If you're struggling with the sin of worry or being anxious right now because of all that you're seeing and hearing and reading, I want to offer a suggestion. Take a moment, go to the window, look outside at the birds for a minute or two, and be reminded that there's no need to worry. In the middle of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, he speaks these words in Matthew chapter 6. Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Yes, it seems like right now the world is turned upside down and in a constant state of panic and worry. But here we have a reminder that Christians don't need to fall into that mindset whatsoever. We have the reminder that we have a loving God who loves us more than the birds. We have a loving God that provides more for you and for me than even the birds that we see outside that window. We have the assurance that God the Father valued you and me so much that he sent his Son into this world to live and to die for us. And because of that, we don't need to worry because we know that he's going to watch over us and take care of us, even at a time when we're experiencing a pandemic, a shortage of supplies, and everything else. Your Lord and Savior continues even now to watch over his birds. Know that he values you so much more and that he will continue to watch over you and your faith with his word. We have no reason to worry. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you commanded the winds and waves, and they obeyed you. Daily you watch over your creation like your birds, and they do not worry. Speak peace to our hearts when they are filled with anxiety. By the power of your word, calm our worrying hearts, especially in days like these. In your name we ask it. Amen.